The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 23rd of June, 2008. It's Midsummer Night's Eve, St. John's Eve, St. John the patron saint of beekeepers, a time when the hives are supposed to be full of honey. The full moon that occurs this month was called the mead moon because honey was fermented to make mead, which is where the word honeymoon comes from. Midsummer Night's dew was said to have special healing powers. Women washed their faces in it to make themselves beautiful and young and would skip naked through the dewy grass to make themselves fertile. A romantic evening in legend, an old Swedish proverb says, Midsummer Night is not long, but it sets many cradles rocking. It's the night to gather magical herbs and put flowers under your pillow in hopes of dreaming about your lover. A Midsummer Night's Dream of Shakespeare is set on this night, story of two young couples who wander into a magical forest outside Athens in the play in which Shakespeare wrote The Course of True Love Never Did Run Smooth. It's the birthday of the novelist David Levitt, born in Pittsburgh, 1961. He was still a senior in college when he published his first story in the New Yorker magazine, which created a stir because it was the first one to appear in the magazine with characters who were explicitly homosexual. He may have been referring to that when he said, I don't think it's fair to say that writers have an obligation to write about any particular subject. A writer's only obligation is to write well. It's the birthday of Alfred C. Kinsey in Hoboken, New Jersey, 1894, who was the first person to study human sexual behavior using modern scientific methods. He interviewed almost 19,000 people about their sexual behavior, and his sexual behavior in the human male established that masturbation was much more common than people thought, and so was premarital sex. Here's a poem for today by Michael Dennis Brown. Losing WSUI. Driving east, and I begin to lose the string quartet put out by University Radio WSUI, those grave, clear notes making a Lithuania of these black Midwestern fields must now compete with blurred upswellings of sound, tumorous commercial heavings as saws sobbing into the trunks of trees, women swaying, packed with tobacco, creaming all the sparkling parks their world offers. The beams the tall transmitter spits so strongly out near home begin to falter now, cowards of distance, and the rich stream of kilowatts withers visibly almost, a flickering of birds turning for home through the November air. And now the voice of your announcer, Larry Barrett, displaying no panic, begins to be sucked under by a quicksand of muck, money music, noise fronds at his throat, a whole ruptured jungle of sound springing up around the bright tin huts our minds rent. I will not be driven to the edge of Iowa by the urgent melancholy of cellos after all. Larry is sinking fast now, still stately, swallowed like a pagoda. A last gargle of vowels, and the inane other America takes over. Goodbye, WSUI. Farewell, Larry. Remember me to Albignoni. Losing WSUI, a poem by Michael Dennis Brown, from The Wife of Winter, published by Scribner's, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. And by gather.com, where friends keep up with the people, conversations, and moments that matter most. people are talking about poetry, books, and writing at Gather.com. Produced by Ella Shovanek and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org.